Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That dog's older than most of the people on TikTok right now.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. Nobody's
going to
see this.
I'm from UPI.com. I got to say quartet. Why can't you just say four kittens rescued in a danger of electrocution? So
much less words. Four kittens. Quartet of kittens. I
mean, I'm glad you got eaten by the shark, you piece of shit.
That shook my balls, man.
Florida is one of those states that deserves sun bears more than anybody else.
Come up with another name. Booty something. You know, not cops, not police. Booty man.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
We did it. We're back. Episode 214. And if you're looking and saying, that motherfucker doesn't look like Euban, that's right. It's Toby. Toby is making a special guest appearance. Yeah, it's not even a special guest. Toby's coming on, being a co-host for the Thursday show, and we can't thank him enough. And guys, we got some pretty cool news. I think I told Toby backstage, but we're obviously a part of the Deluxe Edition Network, and we kept saying, hey, we're 2024. It's going to be the year of us. But announcing the podcast of the month, like we do every single week, Take on the World podcast, which is fairly new to the Deluxe Edition Network, and the Beard Laws podcast is the Deluxe Edition podcast of the month as well. So we're super thankful for that and the guys over there, and they're really ramping things up. Their goal is to potentially have 50 podcasts by the end of this year, and it's been wild. A lot of people trying to join it. So again, if you have a podcast and you're super excited about it, hit them up. There's all sorts of stuff, but either way, check them out, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Super excited. The voice you're hearing, it's me. It's Matt. We mentioned Toby's in the house. What's up, Toby?
Not much, man. I'm actually glad that you hit me up when you did, because my alarm was not set because it was daylight saving time. And the wife was like, hey, don't worry, I'll get up tomorrow. You just go ahead and sleep in. I was like, oh, great. So I didn't set an alarm. And all of a sudden I hear, broom. I was like, what? What is that? I checked my phone. That's like, hey, you still good for today? I was like, huh, yep.
Yeah, he's like, do you need me or something? I'm like, hey, if you want, man. Well, that's cool. I woke you up. That's daylight savings time, man. We'll get into that in a minute. But obviously, Brandon, J. McDermott, hopefully I didn't wake you up as well. I think I did a couple weeks ago.
No, you didn't wake me up. We celebrated my daughter's three-year-old birthday today. We celebrated her birthday this morning, and when you're three, you don't really have to have a lot of people over. So I was like, honey, let's just make this a small thing. We'll have lots of balloons. She'll be happy. Presents. She'll be happy. Cake. So got her a trampoline and some other toys, and she's excited.
Ooh!
I tried to sleep in today. 6:44 is as long as I could sleep in.
Yeah, I was so pumped too, but apparently I had a little bit of a longer day yesterday, and I crashed way too early and woke up, and it was like 5:40, and I'm like, God damn it. And I'm like, oh, 6:40. All right, I slept in. Good for me.
So,
but we didn't tell any of the kids that it was daylight savings time, so they woke up pretty confused today.
I told the wife last night before we went to bed, like, hey, the dogs are used to getting fed at 8. So they're usually up by 7:30, you know. Be prepared. It's daylight saving time. They're not going to want to be in bed until we want to get up at 8, which is their 9. And she was like, it'll be fine. 6 o'clock in the morning, I take a paw to the face. Oh, I was like, what? And I look at the clock. I was like, I knew it. So I rolled over, looked at the wife. I was like, hey, you take care of that.
You're on dog duty. Speaking of dogs, a little bit of some sad news, but the world's oldest dog died. There was a 31-year-old dog in Portugal that passed away. And I was thinking 30, not in dog years, 31 years old. The dog owned a couple of Guinness records. Name was Bobby, B-O-B-I, a purebred. I'm going to show you guys a picture of it.
Could it even walk anymore?
I'm going to tell you what, for 31 years old, this dog looks pretty good. I'd have to say, standing in front of his Guinness records.
That dog was 31 years old when it passed away?
Yeah.
Dude, Tank Girl looks worse than that, and she's 12.
Yep. But yeah, 31-year-old dog. That's, what is that in dog years? Are they 7 or 10?
It's 7.
7 years?
So,
whoo.
210, 200-some-odd years old?
Wow. That's unbelievable. Lived on a farm in Portugal. Had lived with 4 cats. The dog was born May 11th, 1992.
Oof.
When his owner at the time was only 8 years old.
That dog's older than most of the people on TikTok right now.
Yeah. he claimed this by outliving Bluey, an Australian cattle dog who died in 1939 at 29 years old. So that's
I didn't even know, dude. I would have guessed, if you would have asked me, Toby, how old do you think the oldest dog is, or what do you think the record is for the oldest dog in the world? I'd be like, I don't know, like 22. I would have never guessed, like, oh, 28, 30.
31 years and 165 days. Cool looking dog. Apparently their life expectancy of those dogs is 10 to 14 years. That owner got his money's worth. What
a
cool.
That's a pretty standard life expectancy for a dog, I'd say. Because that's what, for a boxer, I think it's like 8 to 11.
Yep.
Which is about what the same is for our Great Danes, which I always thought a Great Dane was a much less life expectancy. But
yep. And then cats, they seem to live for friggin' ever. It's like, especially when if you're not a cat guy and you end up with cats, and then the cats end up living for like 25 years, and you're like, you goddamn thing. You're just waiting for that cat to, you know, hey, you're going to stop probably being able to walk. You're going to start suffering. We'll put you down. And it's like, no, we're just going to be, we're going to be healthy as could be until all of a sudden you look down and you're dead.
Yeah.
At least that's what's happened with us.
Average life expectancy of a squirrel kept in captivity is 20 years. So,
oh shit.
Got that to look forward to. Well, it's like you could hear you were being talked about.
Who? All right, so let's ask you this, because I hit up the Googles. What do you think the world's oldest cat ever recorded was?
Oh, that's got to be like, I'd be willing to bet that's like 40 years.
I was going to say 35.
Okay, well, it's right in the middle, 38 years old in 3 days. You know what the name of this cat was? I'm Brandon. I think you're going to appreciate this more than us. Cream Puff.
Nice.
The oldest cat to ever live was Cream Puff, a Texas cat who lived to be 38 years old, 3 days, was born 67, died 2005, was a Guinness World Record holder.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I can't.
Man, that's... They're,
I can't imagine having to clean a litter box for 35 years.
No, the oldest living cat right now is 27 and is apparently deaf, can't see, and not very good health. So that one, I have to imagine, is not going to break the Guinness record at 38. So if anybody out there listening has a super old cat, older than 27 years, get a hold of Guinness, get a hold of some people. Your cat could potentially be famous, especially if it can live to 38 years old in 4 days. And if you have a cat that does that, good luck for you, because that means you've probably cleaned a litter box for, let's be honest, half of your life for one cat.
See, and listen, this is the whole reason why I can't wait until all my cats are gone. First of all, I'm not a huge cat fan to begin with. Most cats are just kind of like, and they do their own thing all day. You're like, come here, kitty, let me pet you. And it's like, rah.
And it's, they puke and shit.
I love my dogs, man. I'm sorry. It's not that I hate cats, but I definitely love my dogs.
And Brandon, you're a cat guy, right?
I've always been a dog guy, which is what's funny. But we, in the last 13 years, I've been a cat guy out of necessity because we weren't allowed to have pets. But it's much easier to sneak a cat than it is a dog in our apartment.
True.
So we got one. But when you win, and you guys have heard this over and over again, when you win over a cat, it's much tougher to win over it than to win over a dog. So it means more, at least personally. And I'll also say Toby's right with how tough it is to, like, some cats just want to be on their own. I got a cat we rescued that she's sweet. She's nice. You can pet her for a little bit, but she does not want you to pick her up. But I got another cat we got when he was 10 weeks old. This fucker is a dog. He needs to, like, he has to sleep under the blanket with me with his head upside down in my palm where his eyes are hidden in my palm. Like, it's just the weirdest dog cat I've ever seen in my life.
I've had cats that are like that, but the majority of our cats are usually, I mean, they'll still let you pet them. We've got one that we rescued when it couldn't have been 6 weeks old. We found it underneath a house while we were remodeling a motorcycle clubhouse, and we bring it home, and my wife called it Spitz because anytime you got anywhere close to it, it would go. And I'm like, that's a bad sign. Why are we keeping this cat? Still doesn't. If you go anywhere near it, I'm just like, fuck this cat, man. I got to deal with this cat possibly for another 10 years. Like, god damn.
Plus, how many times do you see in the news or whatever, like, cat rescued from tree, cat rescued from here? Like, I was just scrolling through some of the news before we jumped in here, and there was one, even a Connecticut utility worker was doing maintenance in a high voltage area. And there was a quartet of kittens in this area. What's a quartet? I sound like an idiot. How many is that? Four? Wow, why do they? Ooh, I'm from UPI.com. I got to say quartet. Why can't you just say four kittens rescued in a danger of electrocution? So,
God, I feel like
much less words. Four kittens, quartet of kittens. I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't sure if I was going to say it right.
I feel like they would have really fucked you up if they would have said five cats, because that's quintet. That's quintet. Oh. And you would have been like, a fucking what? Like, at least quartet, quarter. Right?
Yeah.
So four.
As soon as you said it, it makes sense. Because then quartet is like
quintet doesn't.
Too.
What's quintet? Where does that word fucking come from?
Guy named Quinn.
That fuck Quentin. I'm glad you got eaten by the shark, you piece of shit.
Yep. That's what you deserve. You know what I also didn't realize? That there was a big bear population in Florida. Like, when I think Florida, I think gators. I didn't think there was a lot of bears. There is a ridiculous amount of articles this week, for whatever reason, that bears are just wreaking havoc in Florida.
I feel like Florida is one of those states that deserves sun bears more than anybody else. I said what I said.
Right here, apparently, a bear went trick-or-treating in a Florida neighborhood and helped itself to a mouthful of candy from an unattended bowl. This person with a name that I'm not even going to try to pronounce was out trick-or-treating with her kids in a Lake Mary neighborhood when they spotted a bear. You're out with your kids trick-or-treating. So instead of, you know, potentially calling somebody, what do you do these days? You take out your phone and you just record a video of a wild bear eating candy within a neighborhood full of kids. So,
of course you do. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know what the family did? The bear started to get a little too close. You know what they do? They drove away in their golf cart. If that's not Florida, I don't know what is.
That's Lake Mary. If you ask me, that's a family that doesn't understand the land speed of a bear.
Yeah.
Is it like 30 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour a bear can run?
They're pretty quick. Lake. You know,
if that
Mary,
golf cart would be electric, they're just meals on wheels.
Oh, they have, like, in a lot of these neighborhoods, they have to be electric because there can't be any sound with golf carts in these areas, you know? For anybody wondering, Lake Mary is where this was. It's north, not too far north of Orlando. Near Longwood and some other place. It is near a rock something wildlife management area. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being dumb.
Sounds like they need to manage that area a little bit better.
Right.
Good
Look
Lord,
at they even is... have a soundboard in here. Ready?
Yeah.
There it is. There it is. I don't know if you heard it.
I didn't.
Oh, maybe this
could be because I'm choking on my own phlegm here. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Sorry about that. That was loud. Sorry about that.
That shook my balls, man.
What is going on with my throat all of a sudden?
I can test it out for you if you'd like.
Sorry. No, it was there. It was there for the taking. It was there for the taking. Speaking of Florida, because it wouldn't be probably an episode or just anything. I feel like I can't go a week without talking about Florida. A guy gets cited, apparently not arrested, because he was driving around in a vehicle that he named Booty Patrol that was very, very similar to a Border Patrol vehicle.
Oh, no.
And I'm trying to, the article, again, this is from UPI.com, says a Florida driver was issued a citation when the sheriff's deputies determined his truck labeled Booty Patrol too closely resembled a Border Patrol vehicle. This office said that the white Silverado, which bears a green stripe, obviously on the side, and just went there. I'm going to try to find a picture of it. Oh, there's a video. I don't know. Let's watch it on YouTube, I guess. All right, let's show the article here. Let's pull this up. Booty Patrol. All right, here we go. Get out of here.
Plastered on the side of a truck, now has a ticket from the DeSoto deputies. In a Facebook post, DeSoto County put the Chevy Silverado red and blue lights on blast and claiming that he is debate about what's legal and what's not when it comes to customizing your cars.
The booty. I have no problem with that, with the exception of the lights.
Yeah.
And he can say he never had them on, whatever. Like, come up with another name. Booty something, you know, not cops, not police, you know, booty man.
To me, it's the badge that resembles the, you know what I mean? The Border Patrol with the security thing that blew.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I'm like, that's a little, I mean, I don't have a problem with it either way, because let's be honest, most of the time Border Patrol, and I live on a border town. You can't drive 10 miles without seeing Border Patrol. They're not, I've never really seen them pull anybody over. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't have a huge problem with it. You know, it doesn't appear they're abusing it. But like I said, most of the time you're not seeing Border Patrol will come and assist this thing. But so they're pretty busy.
So you're saying if I'm going to cross over illegally into Canada to do it close to you.
I mean, they're very active. But like I said, it's not like they're going to actively pull you over most of the time. And like I said, I have friends that are Border Patrol and stuff like that. They're not there to pull over random vehicles unless they have a thing, but there's a, you know what's funny though, I've never heard anybody breaking into Canada. It's usually the other way around. A lot of them show up allegedly in random ways through the river, and then they hit our shoreline and they're just gone.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Canada, December 27th, the last season of Letterkenny airs on Hulu.
Ever?
The last season.
Oh,
now, Shorzy's already out, so the second season of Shorzy's out, but I was very sad to hear that what is that going to be? Season 10, I think?
Dang.
Is going to be their last ever season.
Damn. If you guys haven't watched Letterkenny, do yourself a favor. Unless you're Canadian. Apparently the Canadians don't overly love the show.
Yeah, or what's really odd to me is they've never really heard of it. Like most of the Canadians I speak to, they're like, yeah, I haven't never heard of it. I'm like,
The Trailer Park Boys was up that way too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, when we had Evan on not too long ago, I think we brought up either Trailer Park or that show. And he was just kind of like, yeah, I watch it. It's pretty funny. It was a different take. It was kind of like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it is. I mean, they're not too far off. go ahead, Brandon. Yep.
Booty monitor or booty inspector. I would have been okay with those. I just wanted to say that.
Fair.
Told you. Little shit.
For anybody that's wondering, Toby has a squirrel. So if you're just listening, you'll have to maybe pop over and see the video of it. But he was telling us before we pressed record that the squirrel is slightly addicted to a couple of things. Toby, if you want to want to share, you don't have to.
Nope. So I have to be careful. If I accidentally leave my cigarettes out, the squirrel will get into the pack and rip cigarettes out of it and destroy them. And I can't get them from him. He will run around the entire room with it in his mouth. And I don't know if you've ever tried to catch a squirrel. It's not the easiest thing in the world. I mean, this is what happens when you try. But but he also is highly addicted to Celsius energy drinks. If I have one in my hand, he loses his mind and he tries to get it. He made the mistake once of jumping on top of a can that was on my desk. He knocked it over. I was like, damn it. I went to go get something. And he's just got his face buried into the liquid. And you could see him go, and he'd stick his head up and he'd shake his head a couple of times because it's carbonated. Then right back into it. I was like, oh, no. I don't need this. And that squirrel stayed out for 6 hours that day before he finally kind of just dead stopped on top of his cage, and he like completely flattened out and looked like he was gassed. I was like, well, I wonder if you'll let me pick you up. And I like literally just picked him up like this. And he's like, just set him down in his cage. I was like, well, I hope that's not a heart attack you're having. Close the cage up. I'll explain that to the wife if something happens.
So I'm going to throw out a wild theory why your squirrel likes cigarettes.
Probably because they smoke in the room.
That. And I believe cigarettes are like the number one most polluted item or littered item in the entire world. So maybe through generations and generations of, you know, squirrels eating cigarettes in the wild, that maybe they've adapted to like a little bit of a taste, whether it's, you know, that little bit of the sweet in the nicotine or potentially for nesting and stuff like that, because it's one of the most available items, I would have to imagine, in the world.
Well, yeah, and it's this part is really what he's getting after. Like, he loves destroying the tobacco part. Like, he'll rip that apart. Yeah, he'll just rip that apart, and then he runs around with the filter, and then he likes to get the filter pulled apart, and then he stuffs the filter into, like, his nesting area.
Well, here you go. Here's your new way to get rich, is you come up with a squirrel toy, or, you know, an animal toy that is based on a filter style of cigarettes with a little bit of a smell of the nicotine, and you're going to make millions with these
toys. PETA won't be all over that shit.
I mean, if we get in trouble, we'll get a hold of the booty patrol and they'll have your back.
Instead of camels, it's squirrels. it's just like 20 individual little, like, this is a safe chew down here, and then this is like nesting safe material on the other end.
Huh. Why was it camel that they came up with as the man? Like, was it just the name? I wonder what the origins
Turkish,
of the
camel. It's Turkish blend cigarettes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense.
I miss, you know what? I'm being a kid. I never saw any, I don't know, maybe whatever statistics they found out or whatever. But I never thought Joe Camel or the Marlboro Man or anything really influenced me to smoke. I wasn't like, oh yeah, I want that brand because they got a cooler mascot. Like, I don't.
Camel Joe was cool. I mean, he was a pretty cool dude. I mean, from his bow ties looking like James Bond to like the mafia style suits and always like the Vegas, the glamour. They put some thought in there. And what's crazy too is now it's been so long since Camel Joe's probably not been around. I don't know when he was banned. But if you can find some of the merchandise, the jackets,
banners, they're
worth some money.
High dollar items if you can find that stuff.
Apparently, he was banned May 28, 1997. The FTC concluded that Joe Camel campaign was targeted to youth and requested a court order. So May 28, 1997, Joe Camel was banned.
And I guess if I think about it, I mean, I don't know. You guys, we're all close to the same age. I mean, I know I'm much older than both of you, but I can't think of any other brand of cigarettes besides Marlboro and Camel that had mascots.
I mean, there was one back in the day. Well, American Indian, but other than that.
American Spirit?
American Spirit, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, but no, you're right. Real, and those aren't, you know, that's not Marlboro.
Yeah. Nope, there goes the dogs.
I can barely think of a couple of brands of cigarettes. And of course, I was never a smoker, but I mean, there was always, Newport, Camel.
Newport, Marlboro. Pools, Camel. I mean, the Lucky Strikes, Churchill's, L&H. I mean, there's a ton out there. Really what you get is you get like the same three Winston's, which is what I usually smoke. But usually it's the same three, but like 300 flavors. And my favorite thing is going to a gas station and or anywhere when I go to get cigarettes and recognizing, being able to easily recognize the people that don't smoke. They're like, hey, I need three packs of this. And they turn around and they just go.
One of these days we'll have to get corner store Cam on again and have him tell a couple of the different stories about, you know, whether the cigarettes or something like that. And for anybody just listening to, kind of a weird segue there, but we are introducing a way that anybody in the entire world can come on while we're recording this show and ask a question. I don't even care if you come on and you want to, you know, like advertise something that you have going on. If you want to ask us for advice, anything, just know that coming in here, we'll try to be is cool, but you might get messed with a little bit. You might get some follow-up questions, and potentially the call might not air just in case there. So if you want, come in with something funny, like I said. And we've kind of been using an application called Riverside, and they do a live call-in feature. What's that?
He was on the camera. So I was like, get off. You probably just saw just a little shadow come down for a second. I'm like, get off the camera. He's like, whoa.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. No, it's fine. I didn't see the shadow, and I just like, get off camera. And I was like, okay, fuck, I'll turn my camera off, man. Jesus.
Feel like I'm living with a part of my mind.
I saw the squirrel that time. I did see it that time. This is pure entertainment. If you guys, again, are only listening, try to watch the live feed every once in a while. There is an actual pet squirrel wreaking havoc in this feed. But yeah. Like I said, call in. I think it's going to be something fun. It could flop. I don't know. Like I said, I was telling the guys earlier, I put it on Facebook, and it had zero impressions for the first hour. So Facebook doesn't want you to come over to Riverside, and that's okay. We would love to have you here. But
I'm wondering. Jeez.
Toby just got attacked in the face.
He just whack. Yeah, he's man. I'm wondering if Facebook like kind of treats it like other social media platforms, where if you're trying to essentially advertise something on another platform, they're just like, hey, how about we don't push this out to people?
Yep.
Because Instagram's that way, and so is TikTok. And
yep. And I could see, too, potentially, because, you know, whether you're using Riverside, StreamYard, or whatever, Facebook has their own way to go live. So I could see them saying, hey, this isn't there. But either way, like I said, we'll continue to spread the word, and we'll have some fun with it either way. But so Brandon, what else is what else has been going on? Anything cool? Usually this is about the time that Euban throws in a wild story of something that just you'd think that just couldn't happen to a man while he's potentially at work. But
you know, that's intriguing, because I do recall some silly Euban stories. You know, not a whole heck of a lot is going on. I will say this. There's a Toby will laugh at this, because I am not a thespian by any chance or stretch of the imagination. But there's a community foundation that comes together and does like an open theater, like live production, basically, every year with a bunch of people from the community and not actual actors. And they do little skits, and one of them is like Weekend Update, you know, like they'll have do local news on that, make jokes about it. Mm-hmm. One that I was asked to do was the air guitar competition, which I'm going to make a total and complete ass of myself doing that. So
oh, you're going to be in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I got practice tonight.
Wait, did you say you have practice tonight for the air guitar?
Yes, yes.
Interesting. Meeting with four or five without giving, obviously, when is the competition?
It's in a couple weeks.
Okay, so we can't give obviously any insight on your routine, but if you end up needing some advice, I've seen some great guitar moves, and can maybe in Toby, I'm sure we could offer some advice.
I'll take some advice. I'm gonna go in there with a I don't know if you see my old man wig. It's it's a horseshoe with a long white hair. I'm gonna go in there with that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about going there with a sports jacket, but no shirt underneath.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Going for like the players only jacket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like chest hair and man tits hanging out, you know.
Are you going with a pretty aggressive song? I don't want you to have to tell the song, you know what I mean?
No, it's spoilers. Okay. It's okay. Nobody's gonna see this. I didn't mean it like that.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
By no means did I mean it like that.
Well, this is a great podcast, guys.
That's funny. That's great.
No, what I mean is, look, nobody's seeking out my shit anyways, locally. Nobody's going to be seeking out some obscure podcast that
you see the tears in his eyes?
28 minutes in, by the way, too.
That's going to be a clip. That's going to be the one clip that gets 4.5 million views.
A million views. Nobody's going to see anyway.
Yep.
And then Brandon wiping tears out of his eyes.
Yeah. ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man is what I'm going for.
Oh,
man, I wish I could do the air drums for you and be the crazy drummer guy.
Yes. I thought about other songs, but I'm like, that one isn't too over the top, but it's a riff that's so memorable and people can get into, and I can have a little fun.
And you get to play the beard, you know what I mean? You know, throw the beard thing, you know, maybe get a little mannerisms from him. I like it.
Well, one of the moves I was going to throw in is when we're playing, you know, I'm going to look into the audience, I'm going to find somebody, I'm going to go, you know, play to the ladies.
How many people participate in this roughly? Have you been to it before? You must have heard.
I've seen pictures, like actual participants. I would say several dozen. Two or three dozen. In the audience, I would say probably 300 people, give or take.
That's a good size audience, though.
It's the 25,000 city.
Mm-hmm.
Their community foundation for their annual thing. So it's like their big holiday thing that they do. So it'll be fun.
Sure. Are there different classes or categories? You know what I mean? So is it is it by age, by venue? Like I'm curious.
No, it's not a talent show.
Right.
It's more of a, just everybody kind of comes together to do silly skits. And I don't know the details of be about it. It's my first year here. In fact, I've been here for 3 months now tomorrow, crazy enough.
Wow.
I know time just flies by, but so yeah, it's all I know, but it's going to be exciting. So we're going tonight to the one of the downtown theaters, not the one, but I'm going to have a couple drinks and
maybe a delicious cigar as well.
Sounds like it's going to be a good time though, man.
Oh, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I wish I were, you know, using my voice or something, but it is what it is.
No, that's cool. I like that. Something different too. You know what I mean? I've heard of air drum, I think, competitions, but I would have to imagine.
I've heard of air guitar competitions. Air drumming competitions have actually gotten to be so popular that there's now a new product out there that's just two drumsticks and a foot pedal.
Yeah.
And it's designed for you to use, and it'll play all the different drum sounds based on where you're moving the stick.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Yep. It's crazy. Yeah,
crazy. And it's weird. It's weird that you said that, because last night when I was scrolling social media, there's an account. That his whole account is air drumming.
Oh,
and he has like millions of followers, and like I just stumbled upon it, and he was just I'm like, what is this? Like it caught my attention. Like, what the hell? And he like, that's what he does. He's like TikTok's air drummer or something. Like, he just does air drumming content, and I'm like, good for you. I think he's an actual drummer. If not, he is one hell of an air drummer. So if you end up checking it out, there you go. Yeah, go ahead, Brandon.
Have you guys seen that guy? Not this is an air drumming, but that guy that does the one-handed guitar and drumming and singing. It's not novels. Other people have done it, but it's all over TikTok. And he's actually going touring now with some bands.
No shit.
Jesus, no. I've seen Buckets that, the drummer. That's the guy that wears the horse head.
Yep.
Helmet, and he has he bucket drums in his bathtub.
Yep. Yep. What I love too is, I think we've probably talked about this, but how many people that are musicians or, stuff like that have been able to make a career, start touring and do stuff because of TikTok and social medias and stuff like that. I mean, look at Echo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's been able to tour and do a lot of stuff, get no label, nothing like that. Just started social media grinding. And recently, and I don't know if it, like you guys, I'm on like music talk all of a sudden lately on my main TikTok. When I'm on there, I'm just fed like these rappers that have under 1,000 followers and, you know, all these musicians, and you're sitting there and you're going, holy shit, these guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Barely, you know what I mean? You know, you check like me, I go through, I'm like, maybe they're new to TikTok, just not a lot of followers. And I look at all of them, a couple hundred Instagram, 1,000 here, 1,000. And I'm like, I can't, I'm instantly following. I'm like, you're awesome. Like, I'm here to say you're awesome and I can't wait until you go famous. And I was one of the first 1,000 followers. You know what I mean? Like, there's some awesome people out there.
One of the things that, like, I was live the other day on social media on the Tickety Talks, but I get a lot of questions about acting, mainly because, I mean, a lot of people that follow me know that I'm in it, but I also have been talking about our new show, our new miniseries, ELE, that's going to be airing in December. Where? I don't know yet. but people will come in and they'll say, you know, I've always wanted to get into acting. I don't know how to start, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. What a lot of people don't realize when it comes to a social media app that is a video app, such as TikTok or even Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts, every video you make is essentially a new audition tape for a director or a producer that might be perusing TikTok to see where they can find talent. Because not everybody's going to be looking for somebody that's got 1 million views. What they're looking for is somebody that has the talent. Like, your follower count doesn't matter to a producer on TikTok. I mean, it does in a sense that most Hollywood producers or film industry producers, even to include, you know, independent film, they're still, for whatever reason, looking at your follower count and thinking that's going to translate into, you know, money or the number of views that this is going to get. And that it does not translate that way. If you ever need to ask anybody to know for sure, talk to Brody Wellmaker. He'll be able to tell you. But I tell these guys, I'm like, first of all, social media is a tool to anybody, especially nowadays. If you're trying to get into acting, Facebook.
Hiring for your small business. If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Groups are aplenty. I'd find your state and just put in your state's name and then independent filmmakers. Type that in on Facebook. You're going to find a group. Oklahoma Independent Filmmakers is a giant group. We found on while we're in Oklahoma, and that's how we got a lot of our extras and things like that. But all these different places have got that. And I tell them, I'm like, you should be using, if this is what you want to do with your life, you should be using your every TikTok that you film as your own audition tape.
Why not? Yeah. Especially like I was just saying, with the music being fed to me, same thing. If somebody is in there looking for actors or into acting or into this and that, it's going to hand feed them some stuff and probably some accounts you just have no idea that even existed.
Yep.
And if you do that, make sure you give Toby and myself and Brandon all of the credit for when you are the next big film, because it was definitely our idea. Although, and 1% of your paycheck. That'd be cool. Yeah. So, Remember, you're kind of looking that up, Toby. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we said that the Alaskan Fat Bear contest was going to be canceled, Brandon?
Yes.
But apparently they had it. And there is somebody that won the popular Fat Bear contest at the Alaskan National Park. Have you ever heard of this, Toby?
Uh-uh.
There's apparently a big, big thing. Like, the locals and stuff, they live for this stuff. Where there's the National Park Service has a Fat Bear contest. And you can actually go to like explore.org and watch the bears live. Just, they got cams everywhere. and just check it out. When we did do a clip of the Fat Bear stuff, there was a select community that was super excited and a little let down that they were actual bears and not a different kind of fat bear. So we do apologize. Oh. We weren't trying to mislead you by any means, but
they're looking for Brandon. They weren't looking for Smokey.
Yep, and apparently a couple of them shot their shot in my DMs. Maybe that should be a new segment of the show. What did I get in my DMs this week? Because there's a lot of guys out there that are not scared to shoot their shot with another potential guy out there. So.
Well, I get middle-aged women and bears. You have a lovely beard. Oh, my God. I love your voice. Oh, my God. I'm going to stop talking now. I mean, I usually am like, hey, man. I appreciate the support, but I'm going to have to say no.
I just leave them unread. I'm not going to lie. And then they just continue to message. And not only that, the DM is filled with that and people that I think work with, like have their own Fiverr accounts that just want to promote the show, promote a YouTube. Hey, we'll promote. We'll get all this stuff for only $500. And I'll be like, cool. No, I'm not interested. And then they'll just be like, how about 300? No, just not interested at all. $20. I'm like, still not interested. Thanks though, man. But what a weird spam. But just a Grazer was the Fat Bear Week winner. So congratulations, Grazer. Won defeating Chunk. Grazer defeat Chunks. 108,321. It was close to 23,134.
Well,
1.3 million votes.
It's amazing. You can get that many votes for a couple of fat bears, but you can't get that many votes when it comes to the voting season for your politicians. Right? Jesus Christ.
They live for this shit.
America is so broken, dude. Maybe if we just made it where you get to follow around the politicians with like live, like webcams, like ring cams. And you can kind of like log in on the website whenever you want to see like what they're doing. People get to vote that way. I guess maybe that would interest people into being concerned for their future again.
Or what you do is you take and you put it into a sports bracket. Americans love sports. So you have to just put these political people into sports brackets and make it like a March Madness style, you know, mix it up instead of, you know, in the fall, you got to do it in March. And that's how you become a senator or a mayor or potentially a president of something. We're on to something.
Everybody's going, oh, shit. I had fucking Rand Paul again.
God damn it. There was a huge upset. I can't believe that Toby beat out this guy. Unbelievable. Brandon, looks like you got something.
I don't know if I can share this one publicly, but I'm going to just share it with you guys privately here. Do you have a private chat?
Yeah, in the chat.
Wouldn't that be funny if I shared a private chat I thought was private and it was actually on the bottom of the screen?
Just just go scrolls right across.
I think if you press chat and then everyone, there you go. Oh, interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nope.
Interesting. Okay. Not as awkward as the video that you did send in the private chat last week and said, skip to 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Well, I can't. Wait a minute. I can't. What?
It took me a minute to read it to like, I had to look at the
I'm
picture.
I'm still reading it. I'm still just to read the fucking. Wait.
I think we talk about it. And I feel like we're not going to go overly, you know, this isn't us making fun of any communities, but this is a very confusing article that I think if we're that so this is from dailymail.co.uk. you guys can go check it out. I'm going to read the title that has us having to read it more than once. All right. Author comes out as transgender man after his wife came out as a trans woman and pair who have a trans daughter. They now live in a four-way open relationship with their trans lovers. So there's a lot of confusion because you're having, for me, the thing that comes out, man, woman, I don't care, trans or whatever, but then daughter and then an open relationship. That's the part. Like, is this in Alabama? Roll Tide.
Okay. It's Roll Tide. No. So you had a guy that was married to a woman and the woman became a man. So now the man has went. Touche, and has become a woman. And then I'm assuming they still have their parts because they had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the daughter's like, well, I want to play too. And then a couple saw this chaos that were also flippity floppity couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we want in. Is that
okay?
Does that pretty much sum it up?
I think, but so there's like bullet points under the headlines because I feel like their headline was so confusing that they had to do there. It then says author Rowan Knox, formerly known as Amanda Jett Knox, has announced that he is now a trans man. Knox had previously made headlines after his wife, who had been his husband for 19 years, came out as a trans woman. The couple is in a polyamorous relationship with a fellow trans couple. But this was after the daughter came out as transgender. It was very confusing. The daughter has nothing to do with the relationship. They're in a relationship with some other people after the daughter came out as trans. I think it was just another way to add to it. But it was very misleading, right?
So the daughter was the son. And is now the daughter. To the mother that used to be the father. To the husband that used to be the wife. Right.
I've never been good at math. This feels like the quadratic equation.
This is what your algebra equations were warning you of right here.
So maybe they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Let's see if the picture of the people clarify or add to the confusion. I thought I was ready. Here we go. So here's the article again from dailymail.uk. So here is the couple, the four of them.
Wait, is that the first picture?
This is the first one, yep.
Well, what's at the top of the article? Okay, never mind. Because what I was here, let me apologize. Let me send you this and see what you see at the top of here.
Okay. All right, so let's end this and let's see here.
Because at the top of that article, there actually shows like some bullet points.
Oh, the daughter and the Okay, yeah, let's do
it. So you can kind of like see it that way so you know what's what. And who is whom. So that makes a little more sense to you. You're going to have to X out the video.
There we go.
But,
author. So here's the same thing again. Yeah.
Rowan's in the glasses. And then Rowan's trans wife. And then Rowan's wife's trans girlfriend, and then Rowan's trans girlfriend also, and then their daughter on the left.
I'm just so confused.
I thought this would clear it up a bit.
I like the ex. I mean, yeah, that does clear it up for me because I wasn't sure which one was there, but okay, there we go.
Okay. I mean, cool. If it makes you happy, man,
they do look happy.
Yeah,
all of them except the daughter in the left picture. She looked a little. She doesn't look so happy.
That was before.
This was Rowan before the transition. This is Rowan now.
Yeah.
Yep. The daughter still doesn't look happy. Hopefully,
yeah, that was taken when Rowan was still a woman.
Yeah.
So
okay, there we go.
But there's going to be somebody. There's going to be some Kid Rock follower or something out there losing their shit over this.
Yeah.
And once again, I'm going to say it's up until and even still up until Brandon even brought this to our attention. This did not affect my life whatsoever. And I'm going to tell you right now, outside of the conversation, it's still not going to affect my life. So good on him. Do what you want to do. Yeah. Do what makes you happy. But don't expect me to understand.
Especially the headlines. That was a confusing.
I'm confused.
It took three fairly decently intelligent people to come up with what the headline was. I think that was the most confusing. But they got people to click and check out that link in that article. Man, what a time to be alive.
My head hurts.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm not joking. Like I need.
One thing, of course, we're not a sports show or whatever, but there was something that I was talking with Toby that just kind of triggered my brain randomly was, I don't know if you heard this, Brandon, or if you even care about the NBA or whatever, but apparently the Nuggets court had the wrong three-point line. and they had to fix it. And I don't know how that.
Did they share with WNBA or what?
That I think it was recently repainted or something like that, and somebody just measured it. I'm just going to pull up the article right now. It said a 3-point shot of Dallas guy. He was doing morning practice, and he just said it felt a little bit off. It just didn't feel right. So then they came in, they remeasured it, and apparently it was just measured the wrong way. Let's see here. Denver, the lines were painted too far back on the blue and yellow floor that Denver will use in this, and it made the debut Friday night. In the time between shoot around and the game, the line was repainted at the right distance. So I don't know how that happens. It's 23 feet, 9 inches, except for the corners were a little bit there, but I don't know how that happens. And I wonder how many times like they actually have to check it. Like you would just think it's a thing. It's like Toby made a point. He goes, aren't they there all the time?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I thought so.
I mean, how long has it been like that is my question.
I think it was just new because it sounds like there was a new court or a new thing that they're using for some kind of tournament or something like that. And it was just recently painted and somebody just must have had the wrong thing. But
and I'm wondering, was it just one side of the court or was it both sides?
It looked like just one. Interesting. What else is going on, guys? Anything? If not, there was an interesting article that I saw, the headline is what got me, and I accidentally closed it out, so good for me. But there was an article of a guy that got stuck in a vault in a bank overnight, and I don't think that he was here. It is right here. Don't think he was robbing it. But the headline says, man trapped in a jewelry vault overnight is freed when the timer opens the chamber as scheduled. So it was a jewelry vault, not a bank. But he was in there overnight, and firefighters had to actually abandon the attempt to rescue him for safety reasons. Could you imagine? You're in this vault. The rescue team is there, and then they're just like, we have to, sorry, sir, we have to abandon you for safety reasons. I'm sorry.
So does he have to wait till the next day, or is he just gonzo?
Apparently he had to wait until the next day. He was in there, let's see here. They were in communication with him through the security camera, the fire department and this person. And then the fire department had tools that they were going to be able to try to break through the vault with steel-reinforced concrete walls. The process started, and after about 10 hours, they reached the steel plating, but they had decided to hold off going any further because they could actually hurt the man inside, which makes sense. I mean, you start hitting steel and you're drilling through that. You don't know where the steel is going to go, the pieces and shit.
Was he a worker or was he like a robber?
That's, and I mean, this is the article. This was from apnews.com, and it just says it opened Wednesday morning, so they were in there Tuesday. But it says, where is it here? They didn't elaborate on how he was in there, but the doors opened at 7 a.m., and he was in there and was released unharmed. But they're not, no point of this article, it says he refused to explain how the man got trapped inside this fire department chief.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting this, like, now I pronounce you Chuck and Larry kind of situation where they're on top of the roof trying to get a guy out who's like naked trying to slide down into rob a place and get stuck.
There has to be something. Oh, he was trying to access the his safety deposit box. And then the security apparently set off that it was a breach.
Oh.
And locked it down.
And locked him in.
Yep. So AP News didn't have it, but thank you to the economictimes.indiatimes.com for the clarity on this.
Jesus Christ.
This
is really making me want to do my newscaster bit again.
I feel like you should.
I
think you'd have fun with it.
I have a teleprompter app now, so I mean.
Know what's cool too? This, if you ever wanted to do it and use potentially this software, Riverside, you can put in your script and read it as well.
Really?
Not that you need it because you have a teleprompter app, but.
Yeah. And a new iPhone. So the clarity on the front camera is now the same as the clarity on my old back camera. So I'm all about it.
Breaking news, everybody. Pun intended. Toby's coming back with a new segment. And what's the worst that can happen? The social media apps that you post them on, nobody's going to see them except for like 100 people. I mean, we're all, I think we're getting used to that.
I think we're all, yeah, we're all used to that by now.
You'll at least still continually have some fun. And the next thing you know, this company's going to call you and be like, hey, I saw you on my algorithm doing news stuff. I love it. Would you like a job?
We found another person and we thought would be a great co-anchor with you, Brandon J. I'm like, yes, I'm absolutely going to do this. This is the new weekend update that we're getting ready to do.
I'm moving to Central America. Oh, man. All right.
See,
like I said,
he's getting tired.
You guys got anything else? Oh, the squirrel. Just chilling.
So my daughter wanted for her birthday, wanted to get some lunch, and we asked her what she wanted. And she wanted macaroni and cheese from KFC. So we're getting KFC for lunch today. And it got me thinking, and I know KFC, this is off.
Mac and cheese, though.
I do it for real. Like the only mac and cheese I think better than KFC's mac and cheese, and it's debatable, is Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah. Never had, so KFC is going to be number one for me.
What's your favorite restaurant fast food chain chicken sandwich?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm limited. I'll go first while Toby thinks of it because you guys have way more options than me. Man, I'm going to tell you. So KFC, I think, is fantastic. I like the one. I don't know the name of it, but it comes with the pickles and stuff on it. And it's like a crispy deep fried one. Like I said, I don't have a ton of. I mean, for me, it's like McDonald's, Burger King, KFC. Shout out, though. Next one, though. Tim Hortons has a really good chicken style wrap. That's fantastic. I know you guys probably don't get Timmy Ho's down there, but that's.
No. Yeah. Timmy Ho's. That's not, I like the name.
Yeah. Timmy Ho's. Tim Hortons, baby. It's Canadian. And obviously we're bored for time, but that's my second.
I don't know, man. Like I used to be big on the Arby's chicken filet, but it's definitely changed over the years. And it's like constantly like overcooked and dried now. Hardee's has an amazing chicken filet sandwich. Not gonna lie. Hardee's does have an amazing chicken filet sandwich.
Man,
but
I haven't eaten at a Hardee's in years.
Now, from what I understand, Popeyes has got a new one out, and I haven't had it, but it looks fucking amazing. But if I had to go, I think I'd have to go right now with Hardee's still. Chick-fil-A is so low on mine.
Yeah, I've heard, like I said, I've never had the Chick-fil-A, but I heard it's either like it's a love kind of, I don't know the right word of the following. My brain wanted to say cult following, but it's not a cult following. That it's, you either absolutely love it or it's just like, nah. And obviously we're gonna lean on the food daddy for this one.
I honestly think one thing that we talked about, competition, building it up, Jesus, I thought
look at this. He's getting attacked by bees.
I thought Angel threw something at him at first. It was,
for anybody that is audio only, I feel bad that you can't see. There is a squirrel legitimately circling Toby as if Toby was in some kind of a Disney movie and the spell's being cast and the spell's circling all around him. You good?
Oh, good. No.
That was hilarious.
I guess he got some energy back.
Yep, he did.
Sorry.
No, you're good. So to answer the question, I would say, I think one way, we could sit here and complain. We talked about it a few weeks ago about how fast food restaurants pricing is just out of this world. And you're seeing shrinkage in their food too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like
a double
it's
stack.
Like it's like the candy world, man.
Yeah.
You remember how big, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt because that reminded me. My favorite go-to is the Burger King original chicken sandwich.
Yep.
But solid. I remember when that thing used to be like this long and they would cut it in half, like at an angle, and you'd get two things. Now it's like this long and it's more expensive than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, 100%. Double stacks from Wendy's used to be like, you'd get them for like $2.53. Now they're like $4.50 and they're like this little tiny burger. I'm like, I went to Wendy's. I ordered a chicken wrap. Cause I'm like, I'm going to do good. I ordered a chicken wrap combo, large drink. and a double stack. It was $16 fucking. And it was like grocery store rotisserie chicken, couple pieces of lettuce, and ranch. And that was it. And I'm like, yeah. I paid fucking $16 for this. Like, my fault completely. But I'm to the point now where, like, I'm done complaining about it. I'm just going to the grocery store, and it's not even that cheap there either. But I'm going to go spend money where I may spend $40, but I'm going to make some, you know, two or three meals out of this bitch. And yeah. I went last week and bought some good rye bread, some good pastrami, some good cheese, and I made some pastrami with horseradish and mustard and red onion sandwiches, and had good sandwiches for 3 or 4 days. Wasn't cheap, but I was able to eat good.
But yeah, we went
good. I was just saying, to answer the question, what I was going to go at was with the chicken sandwich. I think that's one thing that fast food has gotten good at, was everybody raised their bar with their chicken sandwich. McDonald's did, Burger King did. They weren't great there, but they were better than they had been.
Yeah.
But I would say Popeyes or KFC are definitely the best.
Yeah. Yep. But, yeah. And Popeyes has a brand new one out that I'm not joking. It looks phenomenal. I really want to go and try it.
I have not tried that one yet. I'll have to look at it.
I agree with Brandon. Like, we went yesterday morning. We stopped at McDonald's. The wife got a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. I got a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with, and we each got meals. And then I ordered an additional, egg McMuffin, you know, the standard one with the ham and the egg. $21. $21 for three sandwiches, two hash browns, and a drink each. Are you kidding me?
Those are like county fair prices, man. That's festival prices, you know?
Yeah. Like, I remember when McDonald's, a hamburger was 49 cents, a cheeseburger was 59 cents. And cheeseburger now, what is it? It's like $1.79.
Oh, something more than that. More than that.
Yeah. For just a standard cheeseburger at McDonald's?
I think it's like $2.19, but where I'm at, but I mean, where it differs, whatever. Yeah. But still, it's unbelievable. And that's just, I get it. It's inflation. You're seeing inflation. You're seeing shrinkflation. You're seeing all this stuff. And it's crunching on, and then we're getting into politics here. It's crunching on the middle class and your working class. And it's like, really, fast food was always great because it was a fast meal that was somewhat affordable. Depending on where you went, you can go to McDonald's. I used to leave there with four McChickens for $4 and change.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you'd have, the commercials, like, you'd always see, you know, dad would be coming home from a long day at work, and he'd bring home a bucket of KFC for the family. Yeah. If you want to spend $47 to do that now, you can.
Yep.
For a bucket of chicken is like, it's like $40.
It's crazy. For me, like, we popped into a restaurant the other day coming back from a very, very, very small town. We had a basketball game. Like, so small, the, like, graduating classes of them are like 12 or 13 kids. And there's a restaurant, you know, we're just like, oh, let's pop in here. You know, I've never been here. So we popped in, and it's almost like you walked into somebody's house and they're going to make you a dinner. Very small. There was like three tables. I love
places like that.
You know what I mean? Like, legit three tables, but in the nicer weather, there's a nice outdoor patio. They bring some stuff in there. There's a little bit of a wall with like a open window through there, and they're cooking in an actual kitchen. I think they did convert this house in this small town, and they were awesome. They were just kind of sitting there, probably not expecting people to come in that late, and just kind of watching the football game, you know, the three or four of them family just kind of sitting around chatting, having a beverage. And so we walk in, they were nice as could be. And, you know, we ordered pizza wings. They had a special. It was like $19.99 for a large pizza, homemade, like, not frozen crust. They rolled the dough out, made it all. Fantastic pizza. 12 wings.
Places like that, though, are where you know you're going to get some banger food, man.
Yep. Beautiful dinner rolls that were fantastic. Chicken sandwich, all this stuff. Loaded chicken tenders, a BLT wrap, two things of fries, like, all that food. And it was only like $54. You know what I mean? And then taxes and all that crap, leave a tip. So you're still maybe 70 something bucks. But like you said, a $40 something for a KFC bucket, the amount of food that we got from a small local business, I have no problems paying that. You know what I mean? And I love doing that. But
the other thing that blows me away is the number of people that, like, convenience has become an issue monetarily. Yeah, it really has. I think I might order like DoorDash or Uber Eats or something like that once a year. And it's always that long of a period between, because I forget until I go to order it how much more that shit is going to cost me. I told the wife, I was like, listen, I said, it's a rough day. We got a lot of stuff going on. We haven't really had time to eat. Do you just want me to like, cause Uber Eats is finally available in my area, right? Nothing else is available. And I was like, we can get, you know, I can order something from Hardee's, or we can get from Jersey Mike's or wherever you'd like. She goes, let's just get something from McDonald's, get something for you, Peyton, and myself. I was like, all right, literally just three basic meals, right? Like a Big Mac meal, a quarter pounder meal. And, I think Peyton got a quarter pounder. No, he got some sort of chicken deluxe meal. That was $56.
Wow.
$56 with the delivery fee and the, hey, don't forget, tip.
Mm-hmm.
And it took an hour to get here.
Yikes.
And I'm like,
this will be another
$56.
Year.
Are you insane? So I've been for the last 3 weeks, the wife's like, hey, I know that you sit at home all day. And this is going back to like what Brandon was talking about. She says, hey, I know you're home all day and you don't really have time to eat. You know, do you want me to pick some stuff up from the grocery store so you have something to eat while you're at home? I said, yes, this is what I need you to get. I need you to get a thing of bread. I like butter bread. That's my favorite type of bread. So I said, get bread. Get me some brown mustard. And bologna. She's like, what? I was like, brown mustard, bologna, bread, and slices of Kraft American cheese. And she's like, no, you got to have something. I'm like, that's all I need.
You're going to fry that? I mean, you can fry the bologna.
No.
You can eat the bologna regular.
Bro, just a straight up bologna and cheese sandwich with some mustard on it, a butter bread. Bro, I was set. Every day I would have a sandwich. And at the end of the week, I was like, I just spent less for like a week's worth of my food than I think I have in over a decade.
Yep.
And the crazy thing is, you know, it, like everything's like, again, not to get into politics, but everything's being like, all these prices are being inflated. Grocery stores, you know, going grocery shopping, you know, you get $100, you spend $100 at the grocery store. You've only got like 12 things in your cart. Maybe
yeah.
If you get any, pay wages aren't going up. Companies still refusing to pay a livable wage. You know, the argument for minimum wage is more important now than I think it ever has been.
I'm interested, and I don't have the answer. I'm not here to make a statement. I'm here just to kind of be inquisitive. I'm interested to see, you remember when the pandemic hit and how prices went crazy with food and stuff like that, because what were we told? There's a shortage of drivers, or there's just so much going on. There is just a backup of there was shipments around the world that weren't happening, et cetera, et cetera. There was no release from that after the pandemic petered out, whenever the fuck that was, because it just seemed like it didn't happen overnight. It was like this steady like peter out. It's gone up. Prices have gone up. Nothing has petered out since before the pandemic, and things weren't great by any means, but they're worse. it's scary. It's scary.
Well,
as a middle class man, and say what you want about my status or who I am or whatever, you want to make judgments upon what you see here. As a middle class man with two children and a wife who doesn't work because she's a stay at home mom and I'm the breadwinner, we're pinching pennies. We're counting dollars. We're looking here and there of how can we save money and be a little more economical with things.
Well, I mean, it's the same with our, I mean, we have a mini farm, like the cost of feed. We used to be able to go and get a 50 pound bag of cracked corn for like $10. And now it's like $25. You know, you used to get a 50 pound bag of goat feed for $15. That's now $29. You know, you get a bale of alfalfa that used to be, you know, $17. That's now $30. And you're like, well, you know, and it's this, it's record profits for all these companies, CEOs. I mean, Jeff Bezos skyrocketed his profit, but nobody else is seeing anything from it. You know what I mean? So all these people are continuously making money. You had, it was the same thing when gas prices were going up because the price of barrels were going up. But then statistics showed the price of barrels started heavy dropping, but gas prices were literally just staying the same. And yeah. I don't know what company thought it would be a good idea to tell the general population this, but the report came out where they were like, the shareholders don't want us to drop prices because they're making profit. Don't tell the public that. Don't tell the public that, hey, the people that have gotten rich off of this, yeah, we're letting them determine whether or not you guys should be able to, I don't know, make it to work next week because your gas is now $6 a gallon.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I just looked at the time for the first time, and we're over. Been an hour and 10 minutes already. Can't believe it. I appreciate not only anybody listening. Toby, thanks for joining us this week. I appreciate that as well. Brandon, appreciate it. It's been fun.
Sorry about the squirrel.
No, it's good. That's what you call free entertainment. So
I know that's going to end up being a clip, me struggling with that damn squirrel back there.
It probably is going to. But again, we'll have to see what Riverside decides to clip this out. So again, can't thank you guys enough. If anybody's listening to this, come next week, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're going to be able to come in here, ask a question, advertise, do whatever you want. You might get messed with a little bit, but it's all in good fun. So again, it's going to be the same link that I'm going to continually share on all the social media if you guys end up seeing it. But if you want, shoot me a message on Instagram. We'll send you that, and you guys can come in here. You can watch it before it's edited, and you can ask a question. We'll see how that evolves. In a month from now, it might not be a thing, or it could be really cool. So either way, can't thank you guys enough. That's all we got. You guys got anything else? All right, take care. We're out. Later.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and beard loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream. Beard loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, and beard laws and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day and night. Beard Law's the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather around, while listeners keen, to the Beard Law's podcast, a vibrant scene. With Beard Law's and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.